Informal discussion with the Jan Su Chin in Da Lat, Vietnam, September 2013. Recorded by Jonathan, edited by Jonathan and Sarah.
And thinking about just one moment, only one moment, it must be quite different from 100,000 moments right now of seeing, hearing and thinking so rapidly. That's why it takes a long, long time to realize whatever appears as even mitta, sign of reality, shape, form. We live in the nimitta world, which is covered by ignorance and attachment all the time, almost all the time. You have anything to talk to Kunlan? Oh, Kunlan, ask anything because your last there. Yeah, please. Anything. This moment of seeing is not moment of hearing, not moment of thinking. In order to have less attachment, nowhere, no one or no idea can condition detachment from what one takes for people and things from yen and years ago. So the way is only right understanding, very gradually, little by little. But it's worthwhile living in this life, in this world.
Doesn't even the thing that anything arise and pass away immediately and completely is, it's just now that we just borrow that understanding from Buddha or believe that.
No, he didn't loan us. Because otherwise he would be the Chauni, the creditor or.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But see, know him anymore. But the teachings is the master, it's his words. All his words are true words. Vajja Satya. Can be understood any time when there are conditions only. Otherwise, people may come and listen and have right understanding, but they do not have accumulation to study, to be interested, which is for Buddha so very sorrowful to have seeing, hearing from life to life, different stories, only that, and forget everything. I went to Bao Dai Museum today.
Palace.
Palace. Forget everything.
Already.
Already. Yeah. Only something is kept. Yeah.
Even now we forget, but it's still like we already eaten that food, and then when have enough condition, it will come.
I think there's no expectation at all, because it's beyond expectation, beyond speculation. That's what Buddha enlightened. And when he just, at the moment of enlightenment, after that, he thought not to teach anyone. How difficult. But since he has accumulation to become Buddha. So just after that, and Brahma came and asked him to teach. But even that Brahma didn't come at all. He would, because he had accumulation conditions to be Buddha, just not for himself, but for all the others who could understand the teachings. His first sermon. Three rounds of the Four Noble Truths. We have to understand why three. Pariyatti, Satyayana, when it's conditioned, Kichayana or Patipatti of the four, and then the Katayana, the realization, so altogether 12. So it does not have understanding of any of the truth at all by three rounds, 12. Because some might think that, oh, I learn a lot, I know a lot. But what about the understanding of the Four Noble Truths by three rounds, not just by intellectual understanding, but also by second round, Kicca, which will lead to the third round.
You said three rounds of noble truth.
Four, so altogether 12. It doesn't mean that only have intellectual understanding is not enough at all. From Pariyatti, when it's so firm enough, it is Satyayana. Before it can be conditioned for Kicchayana, Patipatti.
So it means that the Dukkha Saccha or the other three need to understand or explain by
Pariyatti.
The Kamma, the Sangsara Vata.
Another way, he taught us for to understand the citta citta rupa in many different ways. All are true. That people can understand better and better that they are not self. Just saying just one aspect is not enough. So even citta, cetasika, rupa, by way of khanda, by way of ayatana, by way of ariya satta, by way of patichasamuppada, by other ways too. So no matter or even we read each day, we cannot finish all the teachings. So it depends on oneself whether the firmly understanding and belief of his teachings is enough to be Satyayana in this life. Never move to other thing, to other idea. Not listen to anyone else, just him, only him, from his teachings. That is Puttang Saranang Kacchami, Thammang Saranang Kacchami. If it's our Thammang Saranang Kacchami, who understand the Buddha's virtue? But now we can see just very little. His vision is greater than this so much.
Also, I still not very clear about what you said about the 12
round.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Four Noble Truths.
Yes.
With the
three rounds.
Satya.
Yeah.
Four. Right? The Dhyana, which is so firm that it never changes, so that it will condition moment of direct understanding. Kicca Dhyana. No one there. Only Dhyana which know that Kicca. How to have understanding develop. So four, eight altogether, right?
Mm-hmm.
Satyayana four, Kicayana four, and Katayana four, mm-hmm. All 12.
Yeah, I misunderstand that. You said understand about the Four Noble Truths, explained by way of three rounds.
So altogether 12.
No, but three rounds mean kamma or kilesa. No, that's a different thing altogether.
That was the vata, and this is the vata. This is the three rounds of knowledge, jnana.
The level of understanding.
Yeah, three levels of understanding
for
each of the four truths.
But since of all four, stage by stage, so there are 12, otherwise people might think that only first round is enough, only Pariyatti, and only of Tukka Satta is enough. No, of all four.
Even Pariyatti also need understand about the four. Right. The whole four, not
only Pariyatti is listening to the words of teaching. But people mistake it as to remember number and name of different citta and cetasika, not knowing that it's now. Because Buddha didn't teach anyone who came to see him about details of citta, cetasika, rupa. We can see in by reading the sutta. Nothing talk about the different names of Abhidhamma or different function of citta at all. So if one think that pariyatti means just read and remember the word, not understanding that it is this moment that Buddha meant, each moment like citta, there is citta right now, which is not cetasika. So what is cetasika right now? See, feeling, there's feeling. But as it does not appear yet, there cannot be the understanding it as not me, because usually I feel pleasant, unpleasant, see? So that's why he, just that moment, he talk about everything which appears there. And for those who are so very clever in Buddha's time, he taught about vitakka, vichara in different ways too, because those people could have such understanding directly. They do not think about number and book at all. And this is pariyatti. If it's just remember the word and the number, it's not pariyatti. That's why it has to be firm so that it can be satya, jnana.
Firm understanding.
Not just very little understanding about name and number. And that is not studying the teachings, because they don't know where and when and what. It has to be right now. Citta is now, cetasika now, rupa now.
So, Ajahn, it's not that even at one moment there is one rupa or nama can be experienced, but the understanding is that even only one experience, but many other arise altogether. It's not that the understand about which arise altogether at that moment.
Citta experiences one object at a time.
Yes.
Even right now, there are many cetasikas.
Yes.
Are there not, is there any one object of citta and panya, right understanding? Which one? Pasa, vedana, sanya, cetana, only names. And before that can become the object, pariyatti must be so firm that it is satyayana. Just knowing that it has to be this moment to be studied, even from listening level.
I want to check my that it at the moment
right now.
Then if no experience only that one object
at a time,
then it just be static, and with understanding, then when understanding about other things which arise together at that moment, it's impossible
to experience all in a moment.
Yes, just but
one. Understanding has to be now, whether there is the direct understanding of seeing as not self or not. See, if not, it's only pariyatti. And one is so truthful, not just, oh, I understand that. There must be the way leading to the direct experience too. That's why people might think that, oh, that person is arahata, or this person so and so. But actually, the way to that is more important. That's why we don't believe in anyone who say, this person or that person is arahata. The way, the path leading to that understanding is more important. And we know that it's not true, because that's not the way. But one might think or assume that one has reached such stage from hearing just a very little. And as the awareness, direct awareness, gicchayana, does not arise yet, who can know that moment it's different from other moments? Little by little, panya develops. And it has to be panya which detaches. Otherwise, lopa attachment comes in so very quickly. So it's great panya that can see attachment or lopa. Otherwise, lopa follows. because it's not panya, so it's not able to see or understand that lobha is there.
So, Ajahn, you mean understand, also understand about the object which is experienced
certainly,
at that moment?
Which appears now.
See? Which appears?
Now, right now.
Because even one is experienced, but many other also appear.
No, just one at a time. For example, sound appear to hearing, and citta which follows it. But when it falls away, no citta experience it anymore. One at a time, one object at a time.
So appear is same meaning with experience.
Many many dhammas arise
together.
yes. Well, we don't think about them as together, but if when there is awareness or understanding, it takes only one dhamma as object.
So the object of awareness or the object of understanding is
yes.
Same.
Yes, same.
But not direct one. Only understand. Oh, you mean at the same time when awareness arises with
understanding?
Yeah, each chetasikas and citta arise together, they have the same object. That's why this citta arises with how many chetasikas, they all experience the same object at the same time before they fall away.
It's not that even at the moment of visible object is experienced, but the later moment can have the understand of one other chetasika arise at that moment.
Chetasika or object?
Other dhammas arise with that object or only understand?
Not with object, with citta, with the experiencing.
Yes.
How many chetasikas arise with a moment of seeing?
Only seven.
A moment, see? They arise together, they fall away together. But they have different functions. Citta is a chief of experiencing pasak, eye contact or contact. Vedana feel.
Are you saying that maybe the chetasika would be object of awareness before the visible object?
No, after. No. It can be the object of understand after the moment of consciousness.
When awareness begins to develop, it will just take one object, like visible object or sound. But we wouldn't expect there to be moments of awareness of different realities, one after the other. Because that's a more developed level of awareness.
Oh, you mean that awareness, the understanding can understand one of the jetasika, right?
Yeah.
After understanding visible object first, and then understand the jetasikas after.
Maybe
that.
Just after the aware of the seer of the consciousness only.
Not the visible object, but aware of seeing consciousness, right?
Seeing consciousness or being aware of seeing consciousness or visible object?
Yes. So if there's awareness of visible object, for example, there's no awareness of the jetasikas.
But the moment after that can be understand.
So you're suggesting awareness of visible object followed by awareness of the jetasikas that arose to with the jitta, which experience the seeing consciousness.
Can it be?
Not at beginning level, because.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There is eye contact, right?
Yes.
Before that, it is Vavanga.
Yes.
And what is the first Viti Citta? The first Citta of the process which experience the same object. What is the first Citta?
You mean the five
Panchadvara Vachana, right?
Yes.
adverting to the object which is experienced, which contact with the eye base, there must be the first citta, because pavanga cannot experience, because they cannot just be seeing after pavanga. There must be moment, very short, just one, adverting to the object through that particular doorway, no matter it's eye door or sense or ear door, right?
Yes.
One moment. The rupa hasn't fallen away yet, right?
Yes.
So, at moment when there is eye contact with the whisper object, it's there is no experiencing of the object yet, because it has to be pavanga at that moment. So there are three moments of pavanga. So how long is left for the rupa? Not 17, right?
Yeah.
So after pavanga, the last pavanga, then there is the seeing consciousness, right? Just one moment. The rupa doesn't fall away yet. How many moments left for rupa to stay? number. Just to help you to understand that the process, the same process, experience the same object, like sound or whisper object, until the object falls away. It cannot experience that object which has fallen away at all. So it is pavanga again. Before there can be moment that you think that there can be a direct experience of cetasika or citta, right? Or even when there is no seeing, no hearing at all, but there can be conditions for citta to experience cetasika. No need to follow the eye process. For example, right now, no one is aware. There is no awareness of seeing right now. That there can be awareness of thinking, but not by anyone who tries, but by conditions only. That's why no choice, no speculation. Like Sariputta, he didn't know before that he would meet Asachi. And what would he hear from Asachi? No idea at all. But when time comes, when the conditions are ready, even short words, the accumulation of understanding reality just by that short words, he had become Sotapanna. It's like now, after 8 or 4 or 10 days of discussion, we learn more, we understand more, just very little, because it's not the direct understanding yet. So as the pariyatti has to develop quite a long time before moment of patipatti, it takes quite a long time for patipatti to be the pativeda realization. So we don't mind at all when, like Sariputta, he had no idea before. So we had no idea what would be the object of awareness, even awareness, not the realization yet. No expectation. Because whenever there is panya, it's the way to eliminate attachment. So one should not forget, panya cannot be attached at all. So when they say, I did it, I will try or I will do, that's not panya at all. Even from the very beginning, avicca, ignorance and attachment, takes one moment away from the way to understand that very object. It has to be like this.
The moment of attachment is the different moment of understanding, Ajahn. They might have the right understanding, but after that, the moment of attachment
always follow. And if panya does not see it as a reality, not me, it's impossible, because ignorance follows all the time, or attachment follows all the time. By accumulation, what has been accumulated more than the other will be more conditioned for the arising of whatever arises now, see. So we can see that we have different level of understanding. By what? Even right now.
So can that be mindful or be aware of the...
At the moment of thinking of awareness, it is attachment. As quick as that, whenever there is the idea, it's attachment. It's not understanding. That's why there must be clear comprehension of what understanding understands. It understands whatever appears now. From hearing and no attachment to have result so soon, or thinking that one can try, one can have it, all wrong.
I still not very clear about what you said, that understand about what appear means that...
What appears now then? What is appearing?
You mean what appears?
The question is, what is appearing? If one does not know, then no way to have direct awareness of it.
Even only one is experienced by the citta, but many other cetasika appear.
Do not appear. Now, does pasa appear?
Arise together will...
Arise together, but don't appear.
That's why I would like to clarify that appear is the same meaning that is being experienced by the citta.
No, because now... okay, what you mean is right. Whatever appear, because it's the object of citta. If citta does not experience it, it cannot appear like sound. Sound can appear only when there is hearing. If there is no hearing, even there is sound, sound cannot appear.
And if hearing appears, it means hearing is object of citta.
Then at the moment of seeing, then also by condition, then visible object can be appear, or seeing consciousness can be appear. That's also by condition.
Instead of thinking what will, but now what appears? Is there anything appear or nothing appear?
Normally, when seeing,
right
then
now,
the
right now, not normally, just now.
Yeah, normally.
Normally, why normally? Now, you don't have to think about normally.
But now, what appears?
Then the sound.
Okay, sound appears.
Sound.
With ajitta, which experiences sound, can sound appear?
Of course, understand that with hearing consciousness. Of course, the sound appears only when there is seeing, hearing consciousness.
So, if we don't call it hearing consciousness, it's then we don't have to use any word at all, right? At the moment of sound appear, there must be a reality, an element. We don't have to call it hearing. At the moment, it experiences, it arises to hear, just to hear.
But that's why it's easy to mistake between the sound and the hearing consciousness.
That's why one should consider whether sound is hearing or hearing is sound. Hearing cannot be sound because it experiences sound. And sound cannot be hearing because sound cannot be hearing. Can sound hear? Can sound hear?
No.
No. So sound cannot be hearing. Sound cannot experience anything at all. That's why there is the word rupa for anything which cannot experience.
practice and an experience. It arises, but it's hard, just arise to be heard, not to hear, not to think. Otherwise, one cannot understand it's made by Rupa. We just recite, visible object is Rupa, sound is Rupa, smell is Rupa, but it's not the understanding at moment when sound appears. It cannot experience. But without that which experiences it, it cannot appear. So we understand what we recite, Nama and Rupa. But just reciting doesn't mean understanding.
So what appears for much of the day is sound and visible object, right?
Normally, the thing will appear is visible object or sound.
Right. And do jhana seekers appear in a day? Sorry?
Sometimes the loba or the feeling or...
Sometimes?
Yes.
Any others? Apart from those two? Any other jhana seekers apart from... feeling and attachment?
Hesitation or...
Sorry?
Dosa.
Dosa, okay. I said, do any jhana seekers appear? And she's mentioned feeling, loba, and dosa.
Loba is... at what moment?
When the object is desirable.
What about speaking now? Seeing now? No lopa? A lopa is then always unseen.
She changed her mind to see you.
Another visible object appears. Sarah.
Without for primary lopas, there is no visible object.
So, Asan, you said at the moment when speaking or hearing or seeing now, that my head is loba
like this.
Yes. So, at that moment, at that moment, even loba is not appear.
Just to understand. Okay, but said, it conditions the mood of the body. Yeah, I'm doing like this. Without citta, the body cannot do this at all.
Well, what I want to ask is that even at that moment, the loba is not experienced. But it can be understand.
Can you understand that which does not experience? Can you understand that which is not experienced?
That's what I want to ask that.
Impossible.
With
Ajita and Jetasika.
Because actually, you said that the loba may arise at that moment. But
like seeing, hearing arise, but who knows? Loba arises, who knows? That's why Buddha taught. Without Jitta and Jetasika, nothing appears. Even right now, completely gone. Only the body, dead. No citta, cetasika said, or in this room. Only body is left. It cannot experience anything. Suppose we sit still like this. No citta at all. Nothing is experienced.
Even there is only one reality is experienced at one moment. But what is being attached it is that to those things arise all together.
Right.
With that at that moment, but not
at
being experienced.
Only one object is object. It can be rupa, or sanya, or vedana, or sankhara, or citta, or 500. Citta can experience anything.
Yes.
Right now, it arises as an experience. So there are many people in this room because of citta arises and experience. Otherwise, no one in this room, no room at all, nothing can appear. Right? Without citta, can anything appear?
Of course, with citta, then things can be appear. But what
do you mean by with citta? Citta experiences.
Yes, mm-hmm. Citta experience only one reality at one moment.
It can be other thing which is not reality, like concept. Citta can experience anything, even nibbana or concept.
Yes.
One object at a time.
Okay.
Like now, moment of seeing is not hearing, see? Seeing now sees, and hearing hears, one at a time.
So for the five khanda, is only under also understand that in the sense that only one of those khanda is experienced at one time. It's yes. Not that the whole five khandas need to be understood at the same moment.
No, there are four nama khandas, right?
Yes.
And one rupa. Which one is the object of experiencing?
It's not that it's necessary to understand the whole five khanda.
One object, one reality at a time. One reality or one concept at a time only.
That is
impossible to experience five khandas at a time.
Experience only one, but can be understand the whole?
One at a time.
Understand also one.
Understanding arises with one moment of citta. That's why this citta arises with understanding or without understanding. Like now, citta arises with understanding or without understanding, intellectual or direct.
Even at present moment, there is only one object is experience, but it has a relationship with other.
We are talking about the object which is experienced or that which experienced it. When it's painful feeling, what is the object?
Dukkha feeling.
Mm-hmm. Not hardness, not softness, not heat, not cold.
But the understanding...
The understanding arises with one citta at a time. That's why this citta doesn't have understanding arising with it, like many people, but there is attachment arising with it. So we know that citta are different by cetasikas, which arise with that particular citta. For example, lopa or attachment cannot arise with seeing moment. At moment of seeing, the actual seeing, the one citta which sees, doesn't have attachment arising with it. In details, Buddha taught even how this cetasika be conditioned by what way, like aramana paccaya, hetu paccaya, sahachata paccaya, sampayutta paccaya, in details. He didn't say just that this citta arises with how many cetasikas, but each one conditioned citta by their function and their characteristic, each characteristic. Like pasa cannot perform the function of panya. Vedana cannot perform the function of sanya. See?
But they arise together, performs its function. Not the other's function.
One object only.
What appears at moment of seeing? See, one object. What appears at moment of hearing? One object. So citta and cetasikas experience the same object, but they have different functions. Citta is only the chief of experiencing, while the other cetasikas perform their functions. Each of its own. Lopa cannot perform the function of panya.
So impossible for panya to understand five khandhas at the same time. Because only one reality or one concept only.
But it might have the understanding that Satrupa or one of the four Nama Khanda arise with other four.
Say it again, please.
She said it might have, Panya might understand that the one Dhamma that it is has is object.
For example, Rupa
arises together with the four other khandhas.
There are planes without Rupa. Only Nama arises. So the Nama cannot be the Rupa at all. Because the Rupa, each Rupa cannot experience anything at all. But the Nama, whenever it arises, it has to experience, because it's that element which can experience. So whenever, whatever arises, it has to experience. Like seeing, it just not can arise without seeing visible object. Impossible. Whenever it arises, just arise to see by conditions. When there is the eye base and the visible object and the karma which produce such moment, kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka to arise. Not by anyone, not by any wish, only by conditions. Condition the arising of seeing and then falls away. Arise to see, arise to hear. But the cetasikas which arise with a moment, many cetasikas, at least seven, each performs its function. So the citta which doesn't have panya arising with it cannot understand anything. Citta and other cetasikas cannot understand anything, because it's only that which understands. Can understand. It's not I, it's not me, not anyone at all. It's a reality which can understand. Opposite of ignorance, which cannot understand. They are all dhammas. Different ones. Not you, not me. That's why Buddha said Paramatta Dhamma, the absolute realities, and Abhidhamma, so it's very subtle. Even Buddha taught seeing is not self, seeing just arise, seeing arise to see. But still, it's not that level of panya which directly experiencing it as not self. It takes time to develop, because ignorance is accumulated long, long time ago, and it, this life also accumulated more and than panya.
And talking of taking time, panya can understand many things when it's highly developed, but in the beginning it just understands nama as nama, rupa as rupa. Just understands the characteristic of the Dhamma that it takes as object.
So if Vedana is the object, it's just the characteristic of Vedana that is known at that moment. Nothing is known about Sanya or any other Dhamma. So it's just only the characteristic of Vedana that appears at that moment.
Or if it's visible object, it's just that.
Just the visible object.
Just the visible object, not the seeing or the...
Nothing known about namas that arise with seeing, because only visible object that appears then.
How many rupas altogether?
8 rupas.
How many rupas are there?
28.
What can be experienced in a day? How many of them?
Seven.
Pardon?
You say seven.
See? Even there are more, but they can do not be the object yet. So it depends
so
on
just
Panya.
The object of understanding, not the object of experience?
Not at all. Because you see that without citta, can Panya arise? Can it?
Without citta,
can Panya cannot arise? So whenever there is Panya, there must be citta and other cetasikas.
Yes.
It cannot arise by itself without citta at all. So your question is?
My question is that that's what you said. Many can be experienced only. Many can be understood only, cannot be experienced, even that is rupa or cetasika.
Only one can be experienced, only one can be understood at a time.
You think that they can all appear and understood?
No, I mean even, let's say about verbal
intimation.
Intimation. It is not experience?
It depends. But who knows? Only that person knows in a day. Does it appear? Even that which appear is not the object of understanding. So why such which does not appear would be object of understanding?
I think what I'm not clear here is that it depends on the level of understanding.
It depends
than
on
any
accumulation. What object will be? What reality will be the object of experiencing?
It means that any can be experienced. It's not that...
By whom? See?
Just by citta.
Yeah, who's citta? What type of citta? What degree of understanding? Even right now, seeing, can it be object of understanding of whom? Not the one who is ignorant. Not the one who is attached, trying to know. But by conditions only. By this we would understand better and better about anatta, non-self. Otherwise, it indicates that the understanding of anattaness is not clear yet. It's not developed yet. So there's the I, atta, instead of anatta.
So let's say before the understanding at the intellectual level about anatta, so what...
What do you mean by intellectual? Really understand that it has to be understanding of reality from listening that it's now, like seeing now. If there is the understanding of seeing is a reality right now, not me, that is intellectual understanding.
Yes, so before that,
listening to what is meant by anatta, what is meant by reality.
So just the thinking?
Pardon?
Before I have the right understanding.
Yeah, because it's not direct understanding, so it's thinking.
Considering about what is real at this moment. Otherwise, it's not an intellectual understanding or pariyatti if it's not about what is real now.
Okay, let's talk about thinking. Sometimes I found that when there is thinking, it seems to be there are a lot of image, and also internal saying or internal speaking. Even at that moment, there is the speaking inside, even no sound out. So what is that?
Thinking about concepts.
When there's no sound, it's thinking.
But sometimes have that internal thinking, or sometimes just not any sentence.
Yeah, right. Thinking.
Still thinking.
No need to have just words or sentences for thinking.
Thinking with speaking and thinking without speaking.
Are you thinking now?
Yes.
Thinking of what?
Thinking of internal saying.
Before that. After seeing, is the thinking? Even not in words. It think about shape, nimitta, sign of something. So there's the moment of knowing what is what. Otherwise one cannot live.
Even animals think as soon as they're seeing or hearing, but no words.
And no one can stop thinking to arise after seeing at all. By conditions, always by conditions.
So when there is that the so-called internal saying, then I wonder that thinking. Is there...
Because it's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, so it's thinking only six doorways. Otherwise, what doorway?
Can that be the verbal action even when not speak out?
Like what?
You mean verbal intonation?
Thinking. Thinking.
Verbal action.
Yes. Verbal action.
Yes.
Like speech.
Yes.
What about I think of kamen? See, kamen. I have to think kamen many, many times. That is thinking, verbal, right? Kamen.
And sometimes also there is a reading in your mind.
Certainly. Even Varanasi, Banaras. See? Even that is thought. Without thinking, there's no Varanasi. Thinking in words, but no need to say it out, otherwise it might be so loud and noisy. If any time there's thinking, there's noise or voice.
When there's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, it's thinking almost all the time.
Yes, I heard about that for many times. But
there is thinking now without seeing, hearing, see?
But I mean, even not speak out, but sometimes there might some
whispering, like something whispering.
You know that.
No, I think
citta arises so very rapidly, beyond expectation. At moment of speaking, do you know that there is thinking before?
In between?
No, not at all. Just, it seems like at moment of thinking it's out by conditions. So even the jetana, intention to speak, is there unknowingly again, because we speak a lot in a day, right? And who knows the intention to speak such and such word at a time. But it's so very automatic by conditions. Arises so very rapidly before one can know anything. But panya is there, so it knows that it's thinking, even in words, but not speaking out at all. or at moment of speaking, see, is the intention to speak such word without it? No such word at all. Yeah. So it's so much to learn to understand that there is no self, even at moment of speaking or thinking in words.
Even don't speak out, even not speaking out, but there is they might have some harsh words or intent,
right? Mm-hmm. Which you,
of course. So is
think,
that the
you break? Think about, but you don't speak.
Taking of us to here, there is not only seeing, lots of thinking, right? Before going to sleep, lots of thinking. Even there's no seeing, hearing. You don't speak out at moment of thinking.
What I want to ask is concerned with the observe the sila, even just the has speaking.
Akusala thinking without speaking out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So even when there's not any speaking out, which is wrong speech, akusala speech, but there's akusala thinking, like, so it's akusala, even though it's not wrong speech, because no speech, nothing is
so
said.
So in that case,
but just akusala jitas.
Just the citta, not verbal action.
But no verbal action, no speaking out, so it's just thinking with lobha, thinking of dosa.
It's not that at that moment, if there is that wrong speak, wrong word in thinking, is that the break the sila?
Strong akusala.
Sometimes there may be intention to speak out and then don't speak out. It can change so quickly.
And that is virati cetasika, not you, see?
So it's just the mental action, not the verbal action?
At that moment of abstaining, so intending to speak out and then at the last minute abstaining at that moment.
Actually, it already arises in the mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what level? Because it's not after the degree that it will speak out. Mm-hmm. To speak out is stronger than thinking in mind.
Like planning to take something that doesn't belong to you but not taking it, so it's not as strong as when you take it. So it's the same with speech. Plan to speak out, but abstain, not speak out.
Okay.
So before knowing that, there should be the development of understanding of Dhamma before knowing whether it's kusala or akusala, because citta arises and falls away so rapidly. Even one says that all are Dhammas, everything is Dhamma, even so it's only verbal thinking, right? Everything is, even you do not speak out at all. But just to know that not self, only a reality, before you can detect whether it is kusala or akusala, it falls away. So before that, there should be the understanding of whatever appears as just a reality, that characteristic. It's no one, no self. It does not belong to anyone at all. It just arises, falls away in split seconds. So how can belonging to anyone? This is the beginning to understand Dhamma as no self at moment of seeing, hearing, thinking. Otherwise, there is only story, long, long story about what number and how many cetasikas. Not understanding at that moment of thinking is not self. First of all, it has to be understanding Dhamma before numbers and kusala or akusala or vipaka or kriya. And this is pariyatti, to know that it must be understanding intellectually about a characteristic, which is long story or many, many times before one can be accustomed to the characteristic, which is not self, just Dhamma. It's not that I know that it's Dhamma and I know this and that according to the book. It's not like that. That is I study, not Dhamma study.
No, sometimes there is, seems like I... It's like a watching a movie, the...
The eye is there watching.
No, 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 I mean... That sometimes the
attachment is there. It's always here, see?
Now, no one knows. By learning to understand that they are real, but they are not self.
Yeah, you might say that there is attachment to that experience, but it's really that experience.
Wrong or right? When there is attachment, it cannot be right.
No, attachment is not the different moment, because at the moment when I experience that, there is sometimes can see some particular cetasika or...
How come
that knowledge or understanding from nowhere? Or
of course, it can...
So, what condition the direct understanding?
Can read long time ago, and then suddenly it...
Just reading or what? Or understanding right now as all about reality right now, because it's not experienced with right understanding yet. That's why from hearing, considering, and accumulates the understanding of whatever appears as just very short, so very short. And it's panya which arises from detachment little by little from taking it for I, permanent thing. Otherwise there's no way to develop higher understanding, to get away from attachment and wrong understanding.
Even if there's the speaking out with bad speech, still just conditioned dharmas. Otherwise, if it's not understood, it's still clinging to me not speaking badly, not having wrong speech.
I understand the three dry speech and dry livelihood. And try
action.
Mm-hmm. In the sense that even at that moment there's no even thinking about wrong speech or wrong accents.
Just
abstaining at that moment.
Yes. That's what I. That's why I ask that at the moment there is the wrong word arise in the mind. Is that the at that moment? Yeah.
When it's wrong word in the mind, akusala, so it's not right speech. Then
are you interested also in adisila?
Yes.
It's a moment of understanding at that very moment as not self. And it is more precise little by little. What is there? That which thinks, not which sees. Not self. It begins to understand the teachings of the Buddha directly. Otherwise, it's only intellectual understanding.